When sound artist Viv Coringham moved from London, England to Minneapolis, Minnesota, she was mystified that she couldn't seem to find any people downtown. That's when someone introduced her to the Skyway system. Ever since then, she's been fascinated by them and has made her experience within the Skyways into an art project. I recently asked her what was so fascinating about the downtown Skyways.
Why am I interested in the Skyways? Because they struck me, first of all, I noticed the lack of street life. Downtown Minneapolis felt very dead, compared to the size of the population. I couldn't think where anybody was. And actually, I asked someone, because I couldn't find a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And they brought me in here and walked me around to somewhere like this. And I was just amazed. It was like the street life has gone indoors. I suppose just on a most basic, visceral level, I found them ugly, alienating, banal, decoration completely banal, except for these beautiful bridges that go over the road, which are, steel and glass, and yet they just float over the road and you see the traffic but you don't hear it. And I think at that point they're really very beautiful. So there's like this weird, it's all contradiction for me, that's why I'm fascinated. They're ugly, they're banal, they're beautiful, they're futuristic in a rather old-fashioned way, that kind of 70s or Star Trek or something. They've got this sort of futurism that isn't quite. And yet when you come in, it's like you're in any shopping mall. So there's all these strange contradictions. Because I think the other thing I really liked about the recordings was the little snippets of people's lives that came out.
Yeah, it's not life and death. I've only been waiting, 50 years, so I'm not in the area. Plus, I got a wedding to
do. And you really want to know what they said next or what they said before. And it's just, often they're very poignant. They just kind of rise to the surface and float off. My week hasn't gone good, someone says. My week hasn't gone good. And you think, oh, why? What's wrong? One of the other things about bringing the street indoors is that that's not what you've done. Because this is private space.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the point, and this is the whole problem, I think. Oh, it's half private, half public, very ill-defined. There's a heavy security presence. And I have to say that walking around, I think because I'm a middle-aged woman, so I'm very safe, so I don't really get a second glance. But I notice anybody who behaves like me, who's male and young and maybe looks a bit, like they might be homeless, are pretty well, they're noticed pretty quickly by the security. There's unwritten codes of behavior in the Skyways that I found very interesting, and I began to learn them. People walk at a regular speed. They don't actually overtake. There's certain places they don't overtake. Like, they don't seem to overtake on these bridges across the road. People don't look out the windows. They don't stop. They don't turn around and go the other way. And there's something about the way it's designed that makes that happen, which I find very interesting. And I noticed that if there were any people who were just kind of hanging around, they became very visible. Uh-huh. If you break the codes, then you are really an outsider.
Coringham spent a few months walking through the Skyways and got to know them very well. She recorded the sounds of the corridors and completed a sound collage of ambient sound, music, and song.
Microphones, which means there's two microphones and they sit just near my ears. It makes me look like I'm listening to music. That's the best thing. They're very, very discreet. If you looked at me, you wouldn't have any idea I was recording. So they're very close to my mouth. So I don't sing very loud. What I tended to do here was to hold a mobile phone. And even singing, I'm quieter than most people on their phone. If it's meant to evoke anything, it's the contradictions about it. I don't normally sing in such a sweet way, I have to say. It was a kind of idea of the angel of the Skyways or something. It was like this sort of presence there. Because what I feel here is the presence of so many people having passed through. Not passed on, but passed through. And there was something like, there's a... I'm not a spiritual person or a superstitious person in any way.